Hello, everybody. Welcome back to The Way That I See It. My name is Lucy Sue Fox, and this is my podcast. So, on this episode, I wanted to talk to you guys about why personal growth will always show up in business growth, and why, if you're looking or seeking business growth right now, then your focus and something to be focused on is your personal growth, because your business will never outgrow you. Your bank balance will never outgrow your money mindset and how safe you feel with money. Your client capacity will never go beyond what you believe you're available for. So your personal growth will always impact your business growth. Now, this can also be said both ways, that if you are going through a season right now of healing, and I've talked a lot about seasons recently, if you're going through a season of healing right now, you're going through a season of doing the deep work, you're having to really kind of look back, reflect on things, then actually what you might find is your business stagnates, or you might find that your business slides backwards in a small way. And just to let you know, this has happened to me every time, but the key thing in all of these times was that I didn't make it mean anything. I didn't allow it to dictate what happened next. I didn't allow it to dictate that that meant that's who I was and that was all that was possible for me. I just allowed it to mean that this was a season in my life where growing my business, making money, driving for goals wasn't my priority, and that a new season would come. And that is absolutely what has happened. And obviously, what I talked about a lot on last week's episode, all about how to set new intentions as you come to the close of a new season. So, I am assuming there are some of you right now who are either ready to go into a growth season, ready to go into a goal-based season, ready to be expanding and growing your business. And so, if that is you right now, then I am talking to you. If you are going through a healing season, if right now is the deep work, then make sure to scroll back some of the episodes where I plug very much into why regulating the nervous system is important, why we always get what we're available for, how we manifest through healing. Like, there is those episodes are ready and available for you if you scroll back. So again, in today's episode, I'm really going to dig into why your personal growth is the key to business growth and how that actually happens. I also want to share with you an exciting announcement. So make sure to stay tuned to the end, because it's not something I've done before, which I'm very excited about. And it's something that I feel really aligned with and something that a lot of you have asked me for. And so I was like, I put it off and I put it off and I put it off. And then I was like, oh my God, this is getting ridiculous. So let's get into it. So let's talk about why does personal growth affect business growth, or why is personal growth the thing to be focused on if business growth is what you are seeking? So number one, let's think about the mental side of things. So mentally, what you can conceive, what you can intellectually understand, what you can mentally know to be true is dependent on your experience to date and any evidence that you've received around you. So you will always, your first point of call will be to base your future success based on your past. And the same goes with failures that you might attempt to predict. You base your future failures on past failures, right? Because we will always look for evidence for the things that we believe in. So right now, no matter what it is you desire, no matter what your big goals are, your brain will be focused on what it thinks is possible, and your nervous system will be focused on what feels safe. So let's talk about your brain and the mental side of it, and then let's talk about the nervous system and the energetic side of it. So, thinking about things mentally, you can only receive what you can perceive. So, if right now, let's say you have a goal to achieve 10 more clients this month, or to grow your business by £1,000 or £10,000, and really they're the same thing, depending on how you feel about them, the key here is that your brain can only wrap its head around something when it can understand it. So what a lot of kind of happens in the personal development space is these kind of imaginary figures, or these elusive figures like 5K a month, 10K a month, you know, my first four-figure paycheck, five-figure paycheck, six-figure year, blah, blah, blah. Like, and that often happens because they are milestones to celebrate, and they're definitely milestones I 100% celebrated in my entrepreneurial journey. That being said, when we look at those milestones, we often get attached to the milestone and the amount of money rather than the progress that we're making. So what often happens is when we're focused on, let's say, the four-figure month, the £1,000 paycheck, the five-figure month, the £10,000 paycheck, when we're focused on the amount of money we want to receive and focused on it in like a kind of mental way, but we don't actually cannot get our heads around how, what then happens is we shut down and believe it's not possible for us. So even if you started with a powerful belief that you were going to be a millionaire, and you went 3 months seeking this goal of, you know, earning £1,000, and you did all the things that you thought you were going to do and it didn't happen, what then happens is your brain goes, let's look for evidence that we're a failure, and you will find it. It's called your reticular activating system. It's basically the filter in your mind. Just I heard Mel Robbins once say it's like the tumble dryer filter, you know, that filters for Lind, right? Whatever you feed your mind, it will filter for. So if there are stories in your past, if there are experiences in your past where you failed, not been successful, then they are going to keep rebounding back to those things unless we start building new strong foundations and strong beliefs about where we're going and driving forward with growth. So you're always going to find what you're looking for. So when you're thinking about that next money goal or that next business goal or the next just growth of your business in whatever area, right? It could be a career. It doesn't have to be specific to a business. But when you are looking and seeking that growth, there has to be an element of how for your mind, not because it needs to go exactly as we've planned. Although trust me, I would absolutely love if every single time, every single month, every single launch, every single season, my business did exactly as I wanted it to. Guys, that would be the fucking dream, right? But it doesn't. So this is not about knowing the exact how. This is about having a strategy and a plan for how it could happen. And one of my favorite things to do with clients in this is something I do in the 6-week shift massively, and actually in any of the manifestation principles, is I help them to break down what are all the ways it could happen. So here's a little piece of homework for you. And if you don't follow this homework, that's completely up to you. But know that these are the exercises that change the game. So the first piece of homework I'm going to give you and recommend you do is simply writing down all the ways it could happen. So let's say your goal is £1,000 a month and you have a product that you sell that makes £20, you know, profit or commission or whatever. And again, with your money goal, you need to get really clear. Like I always say, is it £1,000 profit? Is it £1,000 turnover? Because turnover doesn't equate, basically includes kind of off that come expenses or taxes or VAT or whatever. Or is it £1,000 profit? Because they're two different figures. Now, if you're self-employed and the money you end up with is just your money left over, right? And expenses are counted elsewhere, then you can count that as profit. So this is what you need to get really clear on. So let's say your goal, I'm going to talk low numbers for the ease of maths. Let's say your goal is £1,000, right? You want to make £1,000 extra this month. What are all the ways that could happen? What are all the ways that you could create that money? And start thinking about how that could happen and start writing these down and thinking, oh, I could sell 10 of those and I could have 4 of those and this could happen and someone could hire me for that and I could maybe get, you know, an opportunity for that and that could happen. Because when you do this, what you do is you open up that reticular activating system. A lot of us are very mentally attached to a very strategic, this is how it has to happen kind of process. And I've said this before. Normally what happens is the money comes through the path of least resistance, but we'll jump into that in a minute energetically, but also mentally. So if you can only get your head behind the money coming from working, you know, more hours at the gym or working more clients on the salon floor, like if you can only get your head behind doing more hourly work, then that's the way it's probably going to come because that's where you're going to put your focus. That's where you're going to put your energy and that's where you're going to put your time. And so the goal of this kind of exercise really is to think about all the ways it could happen is to open up that filter, to open up that reticular activating system so that you could see it could come from anywhere. And I do this all the time. So one of the money things that I do for myself when I'm looking at business growth. So number one is, like I said, I look all the ways it could happen month to month. And then step number two is I actually start to zoom out. So what often happens with business growth, and, you know, we live in a time right now where there's, you know, challenges in the economy. I hate the word crisis. There's challenges in the economy, there's a cost of living, you know, elevation. A lot's changed. And so sometimes there is an instant demand to make more money or an instant requirement or an instant need to make more money. Now, my first top tip is look at why there isn't overflow. Look at why there isn't extra. Look at why there isn't more. Why is there not money in savings? Why has savings not been something you're available for? Like I would first of all, dig into that in some way. And it's never the practical, just to be clear, it's always the energetics. If you want more help with that, you can get the Money Masterclass. It's free, lucysuperfox.com/Money Masterclass. Where was I going with this? So you want to be looking at all the ways it could happen because it opens up your reticular activating system. And the second step is to zoom out because we sometimes get 2 months to month. And the nature of that is it's great because it almost means we get that nice reset at the end of each month. We go, okay, this month I'm going to start again. But what also happens is we get too narrow focused and we lose the big vision and we lose the game plan and we lose the momentum that we can create because it's actually very difficult to create substantial momentum in a handful of days or a handful of weeks unless you are literally going viral. And even when you're going viral, I believe there's a big energetic component to that that you need to be ready for. So with business, I really believe momentum is something we build with repetition, right? It's not about consistency, it's about momentum. And so that momentum can only build when we've got a big zoomed out plan of where we want to go. And within that, we can have our big goal at the end of it, and this timeline is up to you. But within that, we can have smaller goals that we can work to, so we feel like we're on the right path. But understanding, playing that kind of mental game, first of all, that personal growth game, to sit down and first of all, write down all the ways it could happen. So to give our brain something to think about that isn't just one way. Two, to look at those behaviors, to look at why there isn't extra, what our money stories are, why are we doing this? Why are we in the same situation every month where there's never enough? And when you start asking these stories and questions of yourself, you'll start getting answers. And whether you like them or not is up to you. And then start zooming out and looking at the big picture of your business and looking at whether you want to set 3 months, 6 months. Like I have a 9 month plan right now that's kind of April to December, although I run in financial year. So my financial year doesn't end till next March. I've just started a new financial year. I just love the calendar year. My birthday's in December, it's Christmas, New Year. I love the calendar year. So I've got a 9 month projection of where my business is to be by then and how that impacts my life goals and other things happening. And so the first part of any business growth is the mental side of it, is getting your head clear about what it is you want, why it is you want it, the usuals, right? And then looking all the ways it could happen, then being able to zoom out from it, then starting to look at your money stories, because money stories are always success stories, guys. So if you want more clients, there's a monetary element, attached to that. Even if you run a charity, there's likely a monetary element attached to that, right? So what you've got to think about is your money stories mentally, the words you're saying to yourself, the way that you think about things, how narrow-minded or broad-minded you are is affecting the growth of your business. So that's the mental side of it. The second step is the energetic side of it. So this is a broad topic. So I'm going to talk a little bit about energetics and what I mean on a spiritual sense, and then I'm going to talk about it in a physical sense. So I have talked extensively on this podcast, and if you haven't plugged into this stuff, then please go do it. There are literally episodes and episodes and episodes on YouTube, on Spotify, on Apple, or wherever you are listening. So your body is made of energy, right? We are energetic beings, and we vibrate as energetic beings, like this kind of sparkling water that I'm drinking does. Like, we are energetically vibrating. And the concept of manifestation, or the law of attraction, is that when like attracts like, when two things vibrate on the same frequency, they are drawn. And so that's the law of attraction, right? Fundamentally. And the law of assumption says that the more you stay in the energy and the vibration of the thing that you want, that it is already done, that it's a guarantee, that's a certainty. So the law of assumption basically says that the law of attraction will come into action. So assuming that you do these things, be these things, stay in this energy, then it is done. The law of attraction will complete it. So with these two things in mind, your vibrational energy is really, really important. And your vibrational energy is affected by the way that you think and the way that you feel, but also the physical element. So feelings in terms of emotions, but also feelings in terms of physical feelings, in terms of my stomach hurts or my leg hurts, right? So when we're looking at how your body and your energy affects your business growth, there are two real ways that I like to look at it. So number one is the dominant vibration. What is your dominant vibration around life, around your business, around people, around anything? So you could be positive Polly when it comes to social media. You could be the most optimistic, upbeat, happy person. But if overall, deep down, you're feeling low about yourself, you're lacking in confidence, your self-worth isn't quite there, or you're feeling frustrated, or you're feeling resentful because your business just isn't growing, or maybe things aren't good at home and that's knocking on and affecting your work and affecting, your dominant vibration. And this is why it's dominant vibration, your overall vibration, rather than just the vibration you have about your business, because you are a magnetic being all the time. You don't go, oh, right now I'm just vibrating on this. It's not how it works. Okay. So your overall vibration, what level is it? Is it low vibe? Is it sad? Is it down? Is it plateau? Is it neutral? Is it meh? Is it not really bothered? Is it passive? Right. Because manifestation is an active process. And so if you are kind of in this passive, like nonchalant, not really bothered state, that's not a very strong, powerful vibration, right? Whereas when you start to move up the scale to kind of happiness, excitement, joy, abundance, and number one on that scale, and this is not the scale that Abraham Hicks uses, this is a scale based, kind of a combination of the spiritual sense and Faraday's testing. So he's a scientist that tested vibration, is actually authenticity. And the way I would describe an authentic vibration is somebody in their power, somebody who trusts themselves, knows themselves, likes themselves, is themselves. And this is my life's work. My life's work is to help people become their most authentic selves. It has been my life's work on myself to reach that point, and it's a never-ending journey. But when we step into our authenticity, we step into our power. Now, let's talk about that. So if let's say your vibrations are, you know, quite positive and things are going quite well, that's amazing. But if you are not fully being yourself, and by that you are following systems, processes, you are driving towards someone else's goals, someone else's objectives, someone else's view of where you should be going. And this can often happen when people use business coaches. And it's why I do not describe myself as a business coach at all, although stay tuned for my announcement at the end. But I'm not a business coach at all in the slightest, because I never want to tell you there is only one way that this works, because I don't believe that. I believe that's bollocks. I believe you can make this work any way. There are a trillion ways your business can grow. Are there some practical things that you could do to help you move forward? Sure. Are there some things that work for everyone? Absolutely. But the number one primary thing that will never, ever, ever, ever go out of style, will never not be trending, will never not be the new next thing, is you being in your authentic power, standing up for what you believe in, speaking your truth, knowing what you're about, and being able to stand in that with absolute conviction and absolute confidence. That is never going to go out of fucking style. So with that being said, if your vibration is conflicted in any way, that even if you're relatively happy and positive, but deep down there's a misalignment, something isn't quite clicking, something doesn't quite fit with the way you're doing business or the way you're growing things, or maybe you've got a business partner, you know, I'm making this up, you're at a salon and you're butting heads over something. Like, the truth is, there's always going to be something then standing in your way of you being in your power, energetically on a vibrational level. And this is why personal growth, to peel back those layers of the onion, to peel back the layers about why it isn't happening for you and why it's difficult and why it's challenging and what's happening and what the stories are and what the beliefs are and what the feelings are, peeling all that back and then rewiring and reprogramming that both on a mental level, like we talked about, and also on a feeling-based level, is the key to changing the game. Because when we can step into our power, that is when we are not only a powerful magnet for the vibration, for the things that we want to vibrate and attract to us, but also what it does is it kind of gives us that sense of certainty, that sense of safety, which our mind and our nervous system are looking for. So people often talk about intuition in business, and I am a very intuitive person. My sense of my felt sense, is going to describe it, has been powerful my whole life. And when I went through a period of, really, it was extended burnout, I kind of denied I was in burnout for quite a while, extended burnout for about 18 months, I lost all sense of my inner guidance system. I lost all sense of intuition. I lost all sense of what felt right, what felt wrong, whether I should do something. And I found myself shaming myself into behaviors, manipulating myself into doing something, ticking things off lists, listening to other people, believing I wasn't good enough, simply because I had, and this is where the physical energy comes in, because I'd overextended myself on a physical and emotional level, that I was emotionally and physically burnt out. And as a result, I lost touch with my guidance system, my intuition, whatever word you want to call it. So it's very difficult to step into your authentic, most powerful self when you have no sense of intuition and no guidance system. But that guidance system and that intuition can only fully come back online if you are healing all the bullshit stories that say you have to do it this way, you have to do it that way. If you are still being driven by anxiety and rumination and fear about other people's opinions and what other people will think, or their objectives of, you know, what they think you should do, fuck all that. Like, if you are still being driven by all of that, then there is so much inner work to do, because I promise you, the five-figure month, the six-figure fucking year, none of it will mean shit if it isn't what you deep down truly authentically want, because trust me, I fucking know. So like, you'll get there and go, oh yeah, this wasn't what I want. And then the feeling is way worse. It's suffocating. It's terrifying. You're like, oh my God, I'm so far off track. I think I've shown you guys the nervous breakdown scale, right? And basically the effective thing is around a nervous breakdown is that basically over time you move so, so far away from your authentic self, so far away from who you are, but only one degree at a time, one little decision, one little move away from that. When you realize and it happens, you then make a U-turn and people say you're having a nervous breakdown. But what you're actually doing is then finding the moment where you go, fuck this, I need my authentic self. Because as humans, we are driven to have our authenticity. We're not supposed to be carbon copies of other people. We're not supposed to be living in a traditional, this is how life goes. We're supposed to live how we want to live and who we want to be. And, you know, common values are always important, but we live in a world right now that tells you if you're not on Instagram, you're a fucking loser. That if you, you know, aren't doing personal development, then you're someone who's naive. And, you know, if I don't watch the news, then I'm naive. Well, the news is fucking miserable and most of it's made up anyway. So, but my point is, right, I'm getting on a ramble here. My point is, that if you are still being driven by anything other than your true authentic desire, if you have not tapped that intuition, if you're constantly questioning yourself, then there is so much inner work to be done that your next business growth goal, it might not elude you. You might reach it through hustle, through strife, through sacrifice, through working harder and putting more hours. But where is sustainability in that? Where is the energy in that? Where is the beautiful result of manifestation in that? That's the truth. Because if you create from that state, you'll always be creating from that state. And what I really spent 18 months doing was pulling myself back to a place of, what do I actually want? What is it I deeply, truly want? And what do I need to peel away? What are the layers that I need to heal? The stories about myself, what parts of me do I need to reintegrate? Parts of me that broke away as a child, parts of me that thought she wasn't good enough, and stories that were created in my subconscious. And I reintegrated those things with a combination of somatic work and talk therapy, and obviously most recently doing my trauma coaching certification. Like, I've used all of that to bring myself back to who I really am and what I'm really about and who I really want to be. And because of that, and you can probably tell from the energy of the last few podcasts, a few weeks ago, my guidance system went boom. I literally woke up like someone had put the disc, the USB back in, and I was like, oh, she is back on land, baby. And that's how I've been. And so that has happened because I've done the work to peel the layers and reintegrate those parts of myself that I was running from or avoiding or chasing. You know, it's why I'm not really, don't really, you know, like I haven't really been drinking because I've not been running from anything. And so what I want you to know is this: if you are seeking a goal, your energetic capacity to receive slash achieve the goal on a business level is massively impacted by the personal development, the stories, and the belief in your body on a feeling and felt sense level. Now, let's talk about the other element of where your body could be holding you back in business growth and why personal growth, personal healing, personal health, personal well-being is so fundamentally important. Number one, if your physical capacity to work is impacted by fatigue, exhaustion, physical symptoms like bloating, terrible skin, so you're lacking in confidence, maybe you don't want to get on social media, your energy's really low, you're, you know, getting tired, you're making mistakes, your attention to detail's not great, you constantly lack a focus, your ADHD symptoms are wild, maybe your hormones taking you out of the game, every time you ovulate, that's it, you're in bed for 3 days, every time you get your period, you just take your foot off the gas. Like, if these are the kind of things that are happening, then your physical energy, so your physical body, is affecting your ability to create success in your business. Now, the answer to this is not work around these times. Of course, there's an element where if I'm having a really low energy day, of course I rest more and sleep more. But guys, I'm in a situation where I've built my business to the point that if I take a day off, I don't actually notice. And you may not be in that situation yet. So here is my advice: prioritize your well-being and the business growth will come. Prioritize your gut health, your sleep, your hydration, your nutrition, your exercise, and your sunlight. If you prioritize those things and make them a priority, and by that I mean, you know, if you've got an extra hour, it's not spent hustling till 11 o'clock, it's spent prepping food for the next day so that you stay on track, so your blood sugar's so stable, so you're not distracted and suffering with brain fog. If you've got that extra half an hour, it's get yourself to bed early so you get another half an hour of quality sleep. So when you wake up tomorrow, you're fresh with ideas. It's not, oh, I'm going to relax with a wine. It's make sure that you've hit your hydration levels. And if you haven't, get yourself a big peppermint tea in, because actually your hydration is going to affect tomorrow's brain fog and tomorrow's kidney function and your ability to flush toxins from the body. I could go on, right? Your physical well-being has a fundamental impact on your ability to function in your business, on your ability to have energy for your business, on your ability and to feel good things. Because when we feel shit in ourselves, when we're fatigued, we're bloated, our skin's terrible, our energy's low. And guys, these are affected by lots of things. So number one, they're affected by being overweight. They're affected by dysregulated blood sugar. So if you're not eating protein at every meal, maybe you're going too long without meals, you're consuming too much caffeine. They're massively affected by overstimulation. So if you're drinking those nasty energy drinks like Monsters and things like that, sorry, Monster, but you know, if you're drinking too many Starbucks, Americanos, double shots, all these things, like that's going to be massively disrupting your adrenals, and your adrenals have a massive impact on everything from your thyroid to digestion to your reproductive hormones and therefore how you feel and of course your blood sugar. It's going to be massively affected by your gut health. If you've been consuming processed food or not enough food or too much caffeine or too much sugar, your gut could be in what's called dysbiosis. So your bad bacteria could be overgrown, running the show inside your gut, causing all sorts of symptoms. So if that is you, if right now your physical well-being is off and you know it is impacting your emotional well-being, and therefore you know it's affecting your business, then I will drop a link in the show notes to find out more about the Thrive program that I am one of the expert coaches that I am part of. This Thrive program has changed many entrepreneurs' life. There are currently over 2,000 members inside this Thrive program. There are four coaches outside of myself, my husband Josh as kind of the expert trainer, my friend Sarah as a naturopathic nutritionist, and two doctor friends, Claire and Erica. So between the five of us, this program exists and lives. It's a full membership site. You get access to it for life from your initial purchase. So if you want to find out more, I will drop a link in the show notes for how to get involved and a little video on how it all works. But your physical well-being has a massive, massive, massive impact on your energetic capacity. So think about it this way. If your vibration has a huge impact on your ability to manifest, create, be a match for money, right? Then if you've got low physical capacity, you've got low energetic capacity, right? You've got low energetic capacity to hold space for more wealth, to hold space for more clients, to hold space for more success, to comprehend more success, to think about more people. And guys, when I say the words holding space, this is something you're able to do when your nervous system and your body is in check, when you are in alignment, right? I go to the chiropractor, he puts my spine back into alignment. That word is used spiritually and physically. And if we are out physically, that's going to affect us mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. If we are out mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically, if we're out emotionally, physically, spiritually, like, do you get my point? They are not separate. They are all connected. And whether or not you are lined up will impact your body, your ability to receive, your ability to be successful, your ability to grow, your ability to sustain pace, your ability to multiply. Whatever business you work in will be massively impacted by the way that you treat your body, how you feel about yourself and what's going on with you emotionally, in the nervous system, in the mind, the stories, the behaviors, the beliefs, and also impacted by what you believe is possible based on logic and whether or not you also have strategy to go with that. And what I'm seeing a lot of at the moment is it's one of those three things. And let me tell you, it's all of them. It's taking care of your well-being. It's taking care of your mental and emotional well-being. And it's also doing that practical work on your business, because nothing happens without action. But the key when we're aligned, when we're emotionally aligned, physically aligned, we're well, is that when we line ourselves up with the thing that we want in our authentic power, in our health, in our abundance, you know, because we're overflowing with that positive energy, with that energy of just genuinely loving, our guidance system comes online. And then when we take action, that action has magnetic power because of the fact that it's come from inspiration rather than hustle and sacrifice. So your personal growth is affecting your business growth, whether you like it or not. Hopefully there'll be something from this podcast that you went, that's the thing I need to go work on. That's the thing I need to wrap my head around. So if that is you right now and you're like, I'm not sure which direction to go in, I'm looking for help. Like I said, the well-being program is Thrive. I will drop that below. You can find all the links in the show notes. But maybe right now you are just looking for a bit of help. Maybe you don't want to do a self-led course. Maybe right now you are looking for that one-to-one support. I have officially, as of today, opened up monthly mindset coaching with me. So with that, you get two monthly calls. So two monthly one-hour calls and access to an exclusive member site where new content is added only for members of the monthly mindset membership community. And your access is limited to when you're actively subscribed. But once you are signed up to that, you are then going to get access every single month to those free bonuses, whether it is a masterclass, whether it's an ebook, whether it's a workbook, whether it's an interview, something exclusive. And then you get 2 1-hour calls with me every single month and the ability to basically talk to me about whatever it is you want for those 60 minutes. Now, as part of that, you're also then going to get exclusive discounts to my top three programs. So the Cyber Bundle, which is my Kickstarter programs that includes Build Your Belief, Ultimate Mindset Makeover, and the Entrepreneur Revolution. So someone who's really looking to take themselves to a kind of 5K month. It includes my Becoming program, an exclusive discount, and the Money Course, an exclusive discount too. So as part of those monthly mindset memberships, if you do choose to sign up to one of those programs, you're also going to get that exclusive discount. So if you are ready to maybe have that monthly accountability, I am only taking on 10 clients. That is limited, but you can find out all the details for that at lucysuperfox.com/coaching. So I hope this episode has resonated. As always, I'd love if you could take the time to leave me a little review. If you're on Spotify, you can just press the number of stars and add a couple of words. If you're on Apple, it's pretty much the same, press the little dots. And if you're listening anywhere else on YouTube, I would love a little comment, because the more people that rate the show, the more people that recommend it, the more people we can serve and help, the more people we can avoid living this life outside of their authenticity, and they can step inside their power. So I love you all so much. Thank you so much for joining me this week, and I will see you on the next episode.